This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to an Isar Ha'italki, an Italian Isar. So what's the point of referring to it as Italian, I wonder. So first of all, what is an Isar? The term comes from a Latin term asarius, and also the root word as. These are not the same denominations. It's based on a measure of silver. But what is the difference between the Italian Isar and those of the provinces? Apparently, there's a major distinction between coins that emerge from the peninsula, the Italian peninsula, and those that were out in the provinces, in that the latter coins were subject to devaluations, meaning the local rulers might say, okay, we're going to call this thing an Isar, but it's going to have half the amount of silver as the ones that they're using in Rome do. It's kind of like saying an American dollar versus a Canadian dollar. They're both called dollars, that's the name of the currency, but the actual buying power of the American dollar and the Canadian dollar are valued differently. That's when you cross the border and you want to, you know, change your money, that goes into the factor. Even though you're going dollar to dollar, they're American dollars versus Canadian dollars. And that's the idea of the Italian Isar. It's like the ones produced in Italy, they have more silver in them than they would necessarily in many areas and times in the provinces. If you want to go into the detail of this, have a look at Daniel Sperber's 1966 article that was published in the Jewish Quarterly Review. It goes through the whole discussion of where and when these devaluations happened and so on. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.